with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, held its annual shareholders meeting this week.
They talked about their acquisition of Flipkart, eating into profits this year and next, as expected, but also said sales will continue to rise.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer has the details. But first, these top stories. The Federal Reserve releases the minutes from its September meeting on Wednesday. That's when the central bank raised short-term interest rates a quarter percentage point, the third rate hike of the year. In an interview with Fox Business Network on Tuesday, President Trump called the Fed, quote, my biggest threat, reiterating his concerns that the Fed is raising rates too quickly. The Securities and Exchange Commission ruled against the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ on Tuesday in a unanimous decision denying their request to raise fees for certain stock market data. The exchanges have used higher fees to make up for declining income from trading. Tuesday's decision marks the first time the SEC has rejected such fee increases, saying the exchanges failed to justify them. Netflix had a strong third quarter, adding 6.96 million new users and beating its own expectations of adding 5 million new users in the latest quarter. The company reported $403 million in profits, compared to $129.6 million a year earlier. The company recently announced plans for a new production facility in New Mexico. A group of small advertisers has filed a lawsuit against Facebook, claiming the social media giant engaged in unfair business conduct. The group alleges that Facebook knew about problems with how it measured viewership of video ads for over a year before disclosing the information in 2016. Facebook says it told customers about the error when it was discovered and that the lawsuit is without merit. Still to come, more on Walmart's annual investors meeting. Walmart's acquisition of Indian e-commerce giant Flipkart, its largest ever at $16 billion, is expected to hurt the company's profit this year and next. Joining us now in our studio with more details on the company's annual shareholders meeting is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Sarah, when Walmart announced it was buying Flipkart earlier this year, it said that it was investing in a market that's growing quickly, but that it did expect the purchase to hurt its earnings. What's the company now saying about just how much it will hurt?
That's right. They're following up. It's not really a surprise. They said it's going to hurt earnings, and indeed it will. And they laid out some of those numbers at an investor meeting, their annual investor meeting that they have near their headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. They also said that sales are going to rise next year. They've had very strong sales the last few quarters, and they predicted that sales were going to continue to be very solid going into and through next fiscal year as well.
Now, in regards to the acquisition of Flipkart, Walmart's betting that that will help stave off competition from nearly everyone's competitor these days, Amazon. What's the potential that the company sees in Flipkart down the line?
They say that they see sales growth potential. There was some talk during the acquisition that, you know, the way that they could make this benefit is if Flipkart eventually does an IPO, that would certainly help their investment. But at the meeting, they talked a lot about how they see it as a real growth channel for them and a really promising market. And of course, we know that this is a place that Amazon is investing a lot in as well. So there's some level of defensive investment happening as well.
Walmart's also been reporting a lot of good news lately, especially in the second quarter when it reported its fastest growth in more than a decade, and it's making moves into grocery sales. What other areas is the retailer seeing as major growth potential areas?
Grocery is a big one for Walmart. Walmart's the largest grocer in the country. It's 56% of their U.S. sales. And they talked about how they're going to try to leverage the fact that they have, you know, fresh groceries, you know, really close to 90% of the U.S. population as a real competitive advantage. So they're ramping up very quickly. Grocery delivery, which is something they dragged their feet on a little bit for years. They're going to have now 1,800 stores by the end of next fiscal year where you can, you know, order groceries online for delivery, and also increasing what they call grocery pickup, which is where someone orders online and then you pick it up in the parking lot in your car. So they're leaning really heavily into trying to play to what they say are their strengths, which is, you know, they already sell a ton of fresh food.
Sarah, what else did Walmart executives discuss at the annual shareholder meeting on Tuesday?
They talked about their customer, tried to define that, I think, for the analysts in the room, talked about it being the core customer that you sort of think of when you think of Walmart, but also a higher end, busy family that they're going after. They see opportunity there, and they see some opportunity with urban, millennial, higher income folks through their acquisition of Jet.com, which happened a few years ago. They also said they're open to other acquisitions. They've made this very big acquisition of Flipkart, their largest ever, for $16 billion earlier this year. But Doug McMillon said he would be open to looking at, for example, an acquisition in China, even with everything going on in the world, he said, if the opportunity presented itself, or other things in the U.S. They've been making smaller acquisitions here that help them expand the selection they have online. And so they definitely showed openness to continuing in that trend that they have been doing for several months now.
And what about the competition? What do they say about Amazon and others who are in this space as well?
The A word was not mentioned, and it usually is not, not in any prepared remarks, at least. But obviously, that is the subject that is on everyone's mind in the room, and that much of what they're doing when they're talking about, for example, what our advantage is with grocery, we have fresh food, you know, close to most Americans already, that's in contrast to Amazon, which doesn't have, you know, grocery stores yet in most of America.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer joining us in our studio to talk about Walmart. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.